From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Facebook's debut as a public company today didn't get the ovation from investors many had expected. The company set the starting price high at $38. Shares ended the day at $38.23. Business Insider CEO Henry Blodgett says if you're thinking about buying Facebook stock, you might want to wait.
It is critically important to even long-term investors to not just frantically buy it wherever it opens.
Despite the lackluster opening, Facebook still has a higher value than Amazon.com or McDonald's. The House has passed a defense spending bill that is likely to be vetoed. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the legislation gives the military more than the Obama administration wanted to spend and is opposed even by the Pentagon.
The National Defense Authorization Act, approved by the House, would spend $8 billion more than the White House planned. House Republicans said the administration's smaller budget would strangle the military, requiring the armed forces to shrink too rapidly. So members added extra money to protect weapon systems, ships, personnel, and benefits. The Obama administration has opposed the increase, saying it will add to the deficit. Pentagon planners say the House plan threatens to upset the carefully calculated budget they put together. Secretary of Defense Liam Panetta has accused lawmakers of protecting their own pet projects. The House measure also reaffirms the president's power to detain suspected terrorists without a trial. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Mitt Romney's campaign has released a new television ad, which the campaign says will air in a number of important swing states. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the ad is largely a positive message.
The spot is entitled Day One and purports to outline what the first day of a Romney administration might look like.
What would a Romney presidency be like? Day One. President Romney immediately approves the Keystone Pipeline, creating thousands of jobs that Obama blocked. President Romney introduces tax cuts and reforms that reward job creators, not punish them.
The ad goes on to say a President Romney would also begin replacing Obamacare with, quote, common sense health care reform. The spot indicates that for now, the Romney campaign intends to stick to a positive message in its media and leave the negative attacks to outside groups. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
37 states saw a drop in jobless rates last month. The Labor Department reports unemployment rose in five states. The government says employers added 1 million jobs over the past 5 months, but the pace of hiring slowed in March and April. Nevada had the highest unemployment rate at 11.7%. North Dakota's was the lowest at 3%. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 73 points to close at 12,369. The Nasdaq lost 34 to close at 2,778. This is NPR. The 1965 Voting Rights Act remains intact after a federal appeals court today rejected a challenge to a key provision. Alabama's Shelby County argued the law is outdated and unconstitutional because it gives the federal government the power to approve or deny state changes in election procedures. The court ruled the Congress demonstrated a need for the provision when it reauthorized it 6 years ago. Police in Mississippi say they have arrested the man responsible for two murders committed on remote roads. Jeffrey Hess of Mississippi Public Broadcasting reports officials are backing off earlier claims that the suspect had posed as a cop.
Police claim that 28-year-old James Willie shot and killed the two victims as part of a robbery attempt. Because the victims were killed on remote roads late at night, police originally believed the murderer posed as a police officer. Tunica County Sheriff Casey Hamp now says it's not clear if that was the case.
Well, we can't confirm or deny whether he had a flashing light, sir. The only thing we can confirm that we found the victim in the road. So she could have been possibly already pulled over.
Police arrested Willie earlier this week on unrelated charges and say he had a gun that matched the murder weapon. He's facing several charges, including one count of capital murder. A second count of murder is expected to be filed in coming days. For NPR News, I'm Jeffrey Hess in Jackson, Mississippi.
Jury deliberations in the trial of former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards resume Monday. Jurors met for about 5 hours today, making several requests for specific evidence. They're tasked with determining whether Edwards broke campaign finance laws by using donations to hide his pregnant mistress during his run for the White House in 2008. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.